Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Dave Wilbur, and Dave has a Yupik blueberry farm called Noble Berry Farms, and that's out there in Fieldbrook. How did you decide that blueberries were the thing that you wanted to grow?
Ever since I was a little boy, I've always been attracted to blueberries. I was trying to think of a way to make the land pay for itself. And with our Social Security program falling apart, I thought that this would be a way for me to pay my expenses. You know, the Social Security would pay the rent and the blueberries would cover the rest of my expenses.
Okay. Yeah, and so, and you only have like a quarter of an acre out there in blueberries. Is that right?
No, it's closer to over a half acre.
Oh, a half acre.
Yeah,
okay.
About 800 bushes. And they're all in their fifth year right now. Last year, we got a ton of blueberries, literally 2,000 pounds of blueberries out of that little field. I plan on making the field grow to the full acre in the front of the property, and I have another acre in the back, so we'll have two full acres. I plan to have at least 3,000 bushes by the time I'm 65.
Wow, that's good. Be planning for your retirement.
I'm not planning it. I'm planting.
Planting for your retirement.
Yeah.
Because your day job really is being a contractor. Is
General
that right?
Contractor. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
I'm getting tired of crawling under houses and getting up on roofs and. I've had a good run at it. I've been at contracting for 20 years.
Okay.
And now I'm thinking I like to put my fingers in the dirt.
Yeah, you know? It feels good.
Oh, yeah.
Feels
There's
good.
A lot of knowledge in the dirt.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about the blueberries themselves. What varieties do you grow?
I have 12 different varieties, starting from the side closest to the house, Aurora, Tora, Spartan, Liberty, Draper, Chandler, Darrow, Blue Crop, Duke, Brigetta, and Jubilee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how did you choose those varieties?
One variety, which turned out to be a real great variety, the Liberty, a friend of mine was growing, and he seemed to kill everything else he had in his yard, and I saw that this was prolific, and I said, if he can grow it, I know I can grow it. So I chose that, and it's one of my best producers. I tried to choose all northern high bush, and I tried to get all late season variety.
So when you put in plants into your blueberry field, you start with young plants. How old are the plants that you start with?
Those plants basically get to the nurseries, and I think they're 2 or 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just little sticks in a 1 gallon pot. And then in the first year, you always take off all the berries, which is very hard to do, so you want to stimulate growth.
It was impossible for me to do, Dave. I looked at those plants, and I thought, this year, you mean I've got to wait 2 years to get blueberries? And so I didn't do that, and I regretted it.
That's right.
If
now
you
your
don't
plants
do it,
are stunted. They're tiny
stunted.
Little, they're tiny little bushes, and they're not, and they're going, well, you're just going to get a little bit of blueberries from me. You got to peel all those blueberries off, and you got to cut away all those scraggly little shoots at the bottom that don't belong.
Uh-huh. You're looking for the canes, right? Shoot out of the base.
Right. Yeah, you're trying to stimulate those canes to grow. And then eventually you want to have like 7 to 9 canes if you want your bushes to grow tall.
Yeah. So now how does flavor come into play when you're choosing a bush? I mean, of course, a bulletproof one, like the one that you found that grows, that the one guy couldn't kill, he killed everything else but couldn't kill that. Yeah. I mean, that's a good feature.
Right.
But you definitely want berries that taste as good as they taste. And they taste so different from each other.
They do. They have varieties today. The type, I'm sorry, Costco, but, you know, you guys get your variety, your type of berry out of the valley. They're usually typically a southern high bush that's propagated so that they have a hard shell. And they have no flavor.
Uh-huh.
And they're built for shipping so they can be actually gleaned off a plant by a machine. They don't have to hire people to pick them. The best ones for Yupik are the large berries. They don't have as hard a shell. I read an old school book about blueberries before I started doing blueberries. I researched for a full year before I made the decision to plant. They said that by using a lot of wood mulch, pine needles, and whatnot, you can influence the flavor of the berry. Instead of just planting in the dirt and then adding, you know, liquid fertilizers to it, you actually add the layers of humus that I've been doing. Every year I add another 8 to 10 inches of mulch, which becomes the soil for years from now. And that actually influences the flavor of the berry.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that about you pick, too, is you're picking really ripe berries. When you get them in the store and they've been grown to be, you know, really machine harvestable, so they're really durable berries, it just seems like they're not allowed to ripen all the ways on the plants because they would become too soft to be able to ship.
Well, those plants, when they genetically engineered those particular type of blueberry, they left out the fact that they needed flavor.
Yeah.
It's just, we're just going to pump the water to them. We're just going to, and they don't put the mulch on the field below. You know, it's all corporate style
right.
Set up. I water each plant individually. I have an up close and personal relationship with every bush in my field. And I prefer to call them my girls.
So your girls are out there and you can keep an eye on them and you can see when there's disease or something like that has come into your plants.
Right.
That's a very labor-intensive process, though, to hand water on your bushes.
Yes, it is. I do two rows. There's 14 main rows and I do two rows every evening. They all get a good 20, 25 second count. And that with the amount of gallons per minute at my place, I'm giving at least 4 or 5 gallons each bush as I'm going. This year has been hard to keep up with the watering because we have obviously have some problems with the heat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who's causing that, but we do know that we have a lot of dry situations going on right now. I've even had blueberries that have turned to raisins, or brazens is like we like to call them because they're blueberry raisins on the canes because of the heat. And I can't get enough water to them, no matter what I do. And I've even tried doubling up on the water. There's just no way I can keep up with it. Whereas the mulch usually keeps the moisture in the ground and keeps everything copacetic and happy.
Yeah. Now, do you have a favorite variety of blueberry?
There's one variety. That's the Spartan berry. And it came on actually very early this year. It started in May. It wasn't supposed to show up until July 1st. They're a wonderful berry. I like the Brigetta, too, out there in the corner of the field. They have a little bit of tartness to them. The Darrow has an apple-y taste. It's kind of hard for me to decide which one. It's like whichever one I'm noshing on at the time, that's the one I like the best.
I know. I grew blueberries at my place. I bought 9 different varieties, and it's just amazing to me that each one of them tastes so different from the others. One of them tastes like blueberry flavoring. Like if you were to say, this is blueberry flavoring that the industry uses to flavor things, it tastes just like that. And then some of them are really tart. Some of them are sweet, but don't have that strong blueberry flavor. Some of them do taste almost like apples. I mean, it's just amazing how the different varieties of blueberries taste so different from each other. And I also have just those high bush varieties as well. Now, one of the things I noticed out at your place when you go to U-Pick, because I was a little worried there going with my husband who's 6'5", is I was worried you were going to have netting all over the blueberries and we were going to have to crawl around on our hands and knees, but you don't. How do you not have issues with the birds?
Well, I've got reflective devices up all around the field. Now, when the sun's out, those reflective devices, you know, those birds get all confused. I'm talking about CDs. Hung them up all around the field. I'm very lucky. I've got little buddies in the air out there called Cooper's Hawks. We have like 2 or 3 nesting pairs all around my property, and they squeal all the time. And when they're squealing, there isn't a single bird to be seen. And then every once in a while, I have to go out there and make some very loud noises. The part of my philosophy was the late season varieties that aren't supposed to have blueberries until July, they coincide with our local berry crops, like the wild berries, the Himalayas, and everything else that's growing in the bush. So the birds aren't singling out my field because there's so much for them to eat around here. So that was part of the reason why I chose late season varieties.
Well, it sounds like you've got ways to control the birds in the blueberries.
It's not totally controlled. every critter out there, I've got a new flush of problems. I've got foxes and skunks in there now. I just discovered that the skunks are routing around and trying to dig up the worms out from underneath each bush right now. And then the foxes are in there because now I got a flush of rabbits. I got rid of the gophers, but now there's rabbits out there. It's like even though I've got fencing to control this stuff, they still get in.
It's Wild Kingdom out there at Dave's Blueberry Farm.
Yes, it is.
Nobleberry Farm there in Fieldbrook. Well, let's come back next week and talk some more about growing blueberries in Humboldt County. This is Jennifer Bell. I've been talking with Dave Wilbur.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.